Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good morning, Upstate. Why is that happening? Is that better? Anyway, that was some good vocal effects. I like that one. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. So then, a few things have gone under the bridge since the last time I was here. Certain parts, we've had certain parts of the country secede for a little while and be taken back. Lots of places been burned down. And we're back to being afraid of COVID. All you have to do is go look at the media, like Axios. The coronavirus surge is real and it's everywhere. So it's time to panic now. And they pile on. The coronavirus pandemic is getting dramatically worse in almost every corner of the U.S. We're being told that new cases are rising by double-digit percentages, including the number of people hospitalized with coronavirus. Hospitalized with or from coronavirus. Is this really a surge or simply some fear-mongering fake news? When I had my heart attack in 2015 at what is now Prisma Hospital, one entire floor was taken up by people with the flu. And you couldn't, like, people coming to see me could not stop at that floor or anything. And they had very tight controls over that. But, I mean, do you guys remember the big flu scare of 2015? Well, neither do I. Right now, Texas is featuring prominently in the surge scare. So everything is bigger in Texas, including the Chinese coronavirus surge. A Texas hospital CEO let the fake news cat out of the bag. He said health officials in Texas are logging every single COVID-19 positive patient in the state as a COVID-19 hospitalization, even if the patients themselves are admitted seeking treatment for something other than coronavirus. So, most hospitals require a COVID test before elective surgery. And I would really love to know what falls under that category of elective surgery. And this means that patients coming to the hospital for a non-COVID reason are tested for COVID, and if positive, are being counted as a COVID hospitalization. So, like, if you go in there and you're going to have your appendix removed, well, and you have the COVID, well, you're a COVID hospitalization. So if you go in there for a new hip or cataracts and you happen to test positive, there you go. And this is just like the inflated death counts. Did you know that if you are listed as a COVID death in a hospital, Medicare pays that hospital $13,000 per individual that dies due to COVID? There's a profit margin in this. So just like the inflated death counts, there's a big difference between dying or being hospitalized due to coronavirus or with coronavirus. George Floyd tested positive for COVID. And yet nobody's out there saying, well, poor George Floyd, he died of the COVID. Yet that is how hospitalizations are being counted, leading to this so-called surge in cases. And that hit about 2 weeks ago after the Black Lives Matter protests and the riots peaked. And the agitators were starting to be arrested. This is, for no other reason other than there has to be something extraordinary happening right now. As we head towards November, this is just another way to try to go after the president, I think. But it's interesting which states are experiencing the surge. Like us, we're experiencing the surge, right? We're having it here. Although, I don't know how big that is. I know what they say, how big it is. But how big is it really? How many people are actually being hospitalized for it? Not that we're being told it's being hospitalized. How many are actually dying from it? You've heard about people that when they reach their age and it's their time, when they pass away due to complications, congestive heart failure, kidney failure, organ failure. Just a really good example of this. John Glenn's widow, Annie, passed away this year. She was 100 years old. She's being listed as a COVID-19 death. Now, one of the parts of the surge that's not being mentioned, and I'm sure everybody here has been making a lot of talk radio hay out of this, and it's a very valid point. Nobody talks about all of these demonstrations that have been happening. And that bothers me. Mass gatherings in many cities without masks or social distancing, which is also a farce. Tell me, anybody out there that wants to call in and tell me, or if you want to text me and tell me which agency did the scientific research and determined 6 feet is perfect. And if 6 feet is perfect and we maintain 6 feet, why do we have to wear masks too? And don't worry, I'm coming after the masks in just a little bit. Out there protesting are young people, not old people. Ignoring distancing and mask recommendations, many do get infected, then tested. In Viola, we see a surge in cases. And George Floyd's funeral in Houston had 6,300 attendees and 60,000 marching without distancing. Could this have contributed to the Texas surge? But the more useful metric is actual hospitalizations and deaths. And Houston Methodist CEO Mark Boom said his hospital 1 year ago was at 95% ICU capacity, similar to the numbers the hospital is seeing today. It is completely normal for us to have ICU capacities that run in the 80s and 90s. That's how all hospitals operate. Of course it is, because you can't have too much... You don't want to have 100 ICU beds unoccupied. You don't want to do that. You want to be close to capacity. As of last week, Texas had around 13,000 open hospital beds statewide. And yet the fear porn continues. When we get back, what are we going to talk about when we get back? Are we going to be stuck in this stupid fear-mongering forever? You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ingalls Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307 on the text line. Bill, the Gaga Girls interview you did on your show was very informative. I did a show with somebody discussing this new breed of leftist ladies that are coming up, the Marxists that are coming out there. Bill, to answer your question, the fear-mongering will stop November the 5th. I think you knew that already. And all masks matter, Bill. So let's, I was going to talk about the fear. We'll get to the fear in a minute. Let's talk about the masks. Because now we're seeing jurisdictions everywhere imposing masks at a rate that approaches the number of bars being threatened with liquor license revocation for failing to enforce social distancing. That was a very complicated sentence, wasn't it? So you're beginning to appreciate just how confusing all the arguments are about masks. Because we have N95s, surgical masks, homemade cloth masks, and the classic train robber bandana. You know, put that gun down, Cactus Jack Bill. So just for good measure, you know, I see people wearing improvised masks of all shapes and sizes, which are pretty funny. I was in Costco the other day and I saw people wearing those face shields, which they block things from hitting your face, but they're not sealed around your face. And some people had them tilted to where their nose and their mouth was actually, there was nothing in front of their nose and their mouth. It was more like a visor. So, and all of these things that you see, you know, the protective masks and ventilators like you would see like used in a wood shop or something. I don't really know how good those are. And it should be intuitively obvious to the most casual observer that these masks are not all identical in their intended use. And the question has to be asked, how do they function against viruses? Now, the bandana and the face shield represent the extreme of one side of the spectrum. The shield blocks large objects related to viruses traveling from striking the user's eyes at high speed. The bandana blocks the good guys from seeing who the bad guy is. And in both cases, breathing around them is very easy. And aerosols, which, by the way, COVID-19 is airborne, aerosols aren't blocked. So this may be effective against a sneeze, but ordinary breathing or talking defeats them easily. Then there's the cup-style dust mask that falls roughly into the same category. The surgical mask came into being to reduce the chance that somebody would infect an open wound with bacteria from a mouth during a surgical procedure. Even that article of faith was shown to be false. If staff who were working outside of the immediate sterile field did not wear masks, there was no increase in wound infections. So here we are in a closed environment where staff will be present for hours. So this casts a very large cloud of doubt on the utility of masks for COVID-19. And another problem arises when we look at the use of masks by the public. Because wearing a mask is a very uncertain premise. Wearing one and thinking they're useful. And incorrect use and disposal may actually increase the risk of pathogen transmission rather than reduce it, especially when they're worn by a non-professional, such as the lay public, because most masks are simply kept handy for use when required. They're set aside, and then they're reused. So most mask wearing by the public is likely to increase virus exposure, not reduce it. You can buy disposable masks when you do buy it, wear it, throw it away. If you're going to wear it, if you're actually going to try to get some proper use out of it, wear it, throw it away. Single use. Don't worry about recycling it. This is why plastic bags are back in vogue again. Do Do properly used surgical masks reduce disease spread in the general public? Well, see, if I were to say there's no data to support that, that would be overstating the case. When households with sick kids were examined, even the rigorous mask wearing provided no statistically significant improvement in adult infections. So in plain English, even if you did everything to protect yourself with surgical masks, even keeping it on when your kid wants to see your face, it might reduce your chance of getting sick, but nobody can prove that. And that's in a well-designed study intended to get a meaningful result, which would be to mean that if you wear it, it would improve that chance. Then the homemade cloth masks, which we're told, any face covering, right? So I've seen people tying T-shirts around their face and everything. That's only good for droplets. And that's only good if the one wearing it is the one that's infected. It keeps the droplets with them. The CDC says cloth face coverings may slow the spread of the virus and help people who may have the virus and do not know it from transmitting it to others. So once again, it might help, but we don't have any data to back that up. And even surgical masks have minimal benefit in preventing you from getting sick. That was confirmed in a hospital study that nobody's seen. Cloth masks have a relative risk of flu infection 13 times greater than medical masks. Moisture retention, reuse of the cloth mask, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection. And then there's the fabled N95. The N95 is actually a true protective mask in a narrow set of circumstances. First of all, they have to be the right size, and they have to be fit tested to demonstrate they achieve an adequate protection factor, or as we would call this in the military, the seal. It has to seal to your face. So if you haven't gone through the fit testing, because I've got N95s downstairs that I haven't been through the fit testing, and the reason I'm not wearing them is because I haven't been through the fit testing, that won't reduce your exposure to the virus. Sorry. So it's pretty easy to see that a mask is not a mask is not a mask. There's a lot of variations, and some face coverings are completely ineffective. On the text line, so I shouldn't try to fix the broken string on the disposable mask I got at the free clinic. Probably not. Anyway. If you're going to protect yourself, the only way to protect yourself with a mask is to have an N95 that is properly fitted. Then you need to re-sterilize it every 4 hours using UV light or properly dispose of it and start over with a new one. And now we're getting into some money because these things are sort of expensive. You can't buy 50 of them for $20. And the safest place for you to be is outside. Go outside. UV light kills all. There's no corona clouds outside. During the day, the solar UV kills all viruses very quickly. There's enough air movement to disperse aerosols. They're non-infective. I see all kinds of people walking down the street by themselves wearing a mask. Take off the mask and breathe freely. The UV light will protect you. You are Superman or woman when you're outside. And I'm not going to address the other genders because I don't recognize them. If you are exposed to somebody, you're going to have to be exposed to them for nearly 10 minutes that has COVID in order for you to catch COVID. And that's in a place where the air isn't moving, like inside. If you're outside, and this is where I get a little mixed up, because on the one hand, I'm told that if you go outside, it's being burned off. But then we have all these funerals and festivals and protests that everybody's going to. I don't know. We're going to get to the fear-mongering now when we get back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ingles Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I didn't actually forget that. I just was reading on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. If it seems like during this broadcast today, if it seems like I'm doing some sort of cathartic self-therapeutic thing to just get it off my chest, probably going to be correct. I can't wait for Chuck Schumer to get to. I was just listening to the news, and I'm listening to Chuck Schumer, and I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, this isn't like it was when Hubert Humphrey was a Democrat. It was a different time back then, and I look forward to Schumer getting in the same place as Biden as far as mentally. But that's all beside the point, because as we are getting ready to burst forth into the world today, a lot of you will don our masks and go out there. And some of you are going to be wondering if the dreaded coronavirus is going to get you. And if you look at the latest statistics, you see that about 600 poor souls in the U.S. will lose their lives to this virus every day. This is 600 out of 330 million. And that's honestly not that much. It's tragic for, and listen, every death is tragic. If somebody dies of a heart attack, that's tragic. If somebody dies due to drowning in an in-ground pool, that's tragic. All deaths to somebody, everybody's loved by somebody, except maybe Chuck Schumer. But I digress. So I'm not trying to be cold-hearted here. I'm just going to tell you how life was pre-coronavirus. Now, the CDC lists the probability of death from various causes. And for all causes of death, 8,000 of us are going to die every day. And these causes of death are all premature, by the way. This has nothing to do with dying of natural causes, of just being, you know, Kirk Douglas and living to be 103. This is premature death. Some of the individual causes in descending order are heart disease, diabetes, and suicide. If you want to avoid the first two, do as I say, not as I did, and do not overeat. And if you're suicidal, I give you my best wishes. But there's a silver lining in the data. Influenza was not singled out, but WebMD says 22 to 55 Americans die each day from the flu. And that's far below the 129 per day from suicide. And I suspect that we're going to learn that the COVID-19 cases are about as many deaths as is happening with the flu. But what can we say about COVID-19 now? Tests for the antibodies are now available, and based on the Stanford University study, maybe 10 of us have been exposed to the virus and recovered. And this is just what we know of people that have actually been tested. Hospital will check these people for the virus. Presumably 771 of them will test positive out of the 700. It's right around 7,700 people that pass away. And the hospital will put them down as COVID-19 cases, regardless of their cause of death. So if you were out there and you were working on your car and the emergency brake broke loose and it pinned you against the wall and killed you, and you had COVID-19, they're going to be sitting by there going, he died of COVID-19. Because, like I said, hospitals get $13,000 per Medicare patient with COVID-19. The 771 people that might presumably die from it, if they have the antibodies of COVID-19 at the time of death, that's close to the previously mentioned 600 lives that I talked about that pass away, unfortunately. And if nobody died of COVID-19, we would still have about this many people listed as dying of it. Should we doubt the numbers we're being fed on a daily basis ad nauseum? If you look at the latest statistics, that might help. Under reported coronavirus deaths per day in the U.S., there is a curve with oscillations, and the oscillations are not random. They have a 7-day cycle. There's a low every Monday, and it peaks around Tuesday through Thursday. Why could that be? And As more people get infected with COVID-19, recover, and later die of something else, more people will be listed as dying of COVID-19. And eventually, all people will have antibodies upon their demise. So that means we will all be dying of COVID-19 one day in the future. Ironically, if we get a vaccine, the statistics will become worse much faster. So, is there actually a silver lining to this? First of all, if you have to realize that these hospitals, there's actually a financial incentive for them to list causes of death incorrectly. And, or should I say inaccurately? Or maybe, should I say, embellishing? But if this is the case, then we couldn't, you know, like I said, George Floyd, he had COVID-19. Couldn't we solve all of this social strife by getting out there and going, on second thought, George Floyd has passed away of COVID-19. He didn't wear a mask that day. That's what they're doing with everybody else. That's exactly what they're doing with everybody else. And this whole idea that the patient is, you know, a patient is hit by a garbage truck and he had COVID-19 and that's his cause of death, that's just ludicrous. So this is the thing you got to understand. This is the plandemic. We have been in 244 years in America, there's been 12 pandemics. 12. In 1968 when the Hong Kong flu hit. We still had Woodstock, you know, Summer of Love. I mean, protests everywhere. This was when the anti-Vietnam War thing was hitting full swing. I think we had 100,000 plus deaths due to the Hong Kong flu, and nothing closed. Nothing closed. Even before COVID-19, from time to time, if there was like a big outbreak of flu, they might close a school. But we've closed all schools. When are they going to let schools open up? When are the kids going to be able to go back? And does anybody understand what the full impact of this is going to be? But I was just listening to the news, and they're saying, well, of course, we can't open up until we have eradicated COVID-19. In other words, until we eradicate death, this is it. We're going to prevent all death. That's the ludicrousness of it all. When we get back, Americans are buying guns, and I mean a bunch. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ingles Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. Can't talk to Tara today, but you can talk to me. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Once upon a time, a long time ago, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama was America's best gun salesman. But now, the former president is just a piker. He's so far back in second place, you can't see him. Because we have combined the bat flu stew with the Black Lives Matter violence, which has resulted in the greatest gun-buying binge in American history. And this is not coming from any from the NRA or the NSSF or any of these other organizations. This is calling from the Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting, which I was aware of them vaguely. So they released a study about firearm sales in the United States in 2020. The numbers are astounding. Over the last few months, Americans have witnessed mob violence from everything from toilet paper shortages to the artfully created and completely wrong perception that police are gunning down black men and that the U.S. is a racist country. Americans, for the most part, are not idiots, and they've responded to this sense of encroaching lawlessness by tooling up. And the study's results are stunning. After reviewing raw data from the FBI's NICS system, adjusted for checks that were probably unrelated to firearms, which are probably concealed carry permits, They concluded that in June, Americans purchased about 2.4 million guns, which represents a 145.3% increase over sales in June of 2019. The biggest increase came from handgun sales, 177.5%. Long gun sales were 114.3% greater than last year. 690,000 of those were sold. Probably the biggest proportion of them were AR-15s, gun grabbers. According to the Washington Free Beacon, Americans have bought approximately 8.3 million firearms since March. This will likely make 2020 the greatest year for gun sales in American history if the trend continues. If there's guns available. That's the one thing nobody's taking into consideration. While everybody's buying all of these guns, I mean, I'm getting calls from people from time to time. Hey, Bill, do you know someone has this, or would you make a recommendation for that? And then when I call around to all of my guys that normally would have these things, they're like, oh, no, Bill, we don't have none of those. We don't have one of them. Well, what do you have? Well, I've got one of these. Really? Where did that come from? So I find it... Ammunition is another thing. Before all of this started, I would have imagined there's certain retailers here. There's one here that I know. I know it well. I've known the owner of it since I was 14 years old. And I go there whenever I'm looking for something I can't find. And it would have probably been safe to say that they had like 2 years of inventory on hand before the COVID and the Antifa thing started. And now they're just about wiped out. AR-15s, and for those of you that want to know my opinion of what, if you have to have one gun, what is the one gun you should have? You should have the AR-15 in the pistol configuration. Rifle caliber, smaller package. You can get an SBR, but that takes, you know, takes months to get approved on that, whereas the pistol configuration, you can just walk, pay for it and walk. AR-15s, This retailer, he probably had three walls full. He's got none. So I don't know if this will actually turn into the greatest year we've ever had, simply because I think we're running out of things. With some of my sponsors on my show, they're doing everything they can. But like with ammunition, we're bound to see a little uptick in the price of ammunition just as people are buying it, just in unprecedented numbers. I can't imagine how many trillions of rounds are in the hands of civilians right now. Right now, people are carrying guns because for self-defense. And we're seeing instances where people are doing it correctly, and we're seeing instances where people are doing it incorrectly. And I will touch on those later, but, you know, here's the thing. One of the reasons to buy guns and one of the reasons to worry about armed self-defense in this moment is based upon what we see. Now, the Second Amendment is a right that we're all born with. Every living thing is born with a mechanism for self-defense. In the case of man, it's our mind. It's our mind. This helps us think of ways to equalize things, to make that force multiplier. And at the end of the day, while I will fight for the Constitution all day, every day, it's ink and paper. It's a statement of principles and intentions. And when the will wavers and when some wish to change, ignore, or destroy those principles, that's a threat, and you have to respond to it. The Second Amendment's not about hunting ducks. It's not about going out and competing in a three-gun match. It's about looking at Democrats and socialists and communists coming at you and pointing at them. That's what it's about. The force of arms may be necessary if we wish to preserve the factual history and the legacy given to us by the founders and everybody up to yesterday. We're destroying monuments as if, what does that solve exactly? Destroying a monument. The other reason to arm yourself is because you're free. You're free. And for those, you've seen and I'm going to talk about the St. Louis couple in just a little bit, but you've seen examples of self-defense where the inclusion of two people with weapons changes the outcome of what somebody thought was going to happen. Because one of the things they don't tell you about the St. Louis couple is you couldn't get to the mayor's house from where that crowd breached the wall. We'll talk on that when we get back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.